Dear friends in Christ, today we have heard from Jesus Christ himself that he is our shepherd, the good shepherd. But even in the epistle, St. Peter, who knew better than the rest what this term meant for us and himself, says, "For you were as sheep going astray, but you are now converted to the shepherd and the bishop of your souls." This letter of St. Peter highlights the fact that Christ is indeed the good shepherd, for he did neither sin nor was there any guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled did not revile, when he suffered he did not threaten, but he delivered himself up to be judged unjustly. Christ, who was so innocent, the most innocent possible victim, was led as a sheep to the slaughter. He went without complaint. He shouldered his cross and mounted Calvary. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." St. Peter continues in his epistle, "Who his own self bore our sins in his body upon the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live to justice, by whose stripes you are healed." Our Lord Jesus took upon himself our sins for us. Thus he concludes with the already mentioned sentence that we were gone astray, and that Jesus, the Good Shepherd, has converted us. Elsewhere in the Bible, we see that Jesus speaks to Peter using this very analogy of being the shepherd charged with the care of the souls of the faithful. In John 21:15, it says, "When therefore they had breakfasted, Jesus said to Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of John, dost thou love me more than these do?' He said to him, 'Yes, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee.' He said to him, 'Feed my lambs.' He said to him a second time, 'Simon, son of John, lovest thou me?' He said to him, 'Yes, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee.' He said to him, 'Feed my lambs.' And a third time he said to him, 'Simon, son of John, dost thou love me?' Peter was grieved, because he had said to him a third time, 'Lovest thou me?' And he said to him, 'Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee.' He said to him, 'Feed my sheep.'" So the analogy of Christ being our shepherd is used frequently, and for St. Peter to refer to Jesus as our shepherd no doubt held deep meaning for St. Peter, as he himself had been charged by Christ to tend to his flock. And of course, we see in the gospel today the direct words of our Lord naming himself the Good Shepherd. "I am the Good Shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me." In a book of practical meditations for the year written by a Jesuit priest, we read the following section concerning the gospel for today. In his first point, he says, "Jesus tells the Pharisees that he is the Good Shepherd." Our Lord uses this tender and touching figure to express the love of his sacred heart and to draw to it the hearts of men. Imagine you behold a good shepherd surrounded by his sheep. What is his greatest anxiety? Is it not the safety of his flock? He thinks of them night and day and is ever on the watch lest any mischance should befall them. His love for them knows no bounds. If despite his vigilance, a single sheep wanders from the fold, he gives himself no rest till he has found it and carried it home. Should there be any sickness amongst the flock, he tends them unceasingly. He devotes himself altogether to them. In short, his delight is to be with them and to lavish every sort of care upon them. And the application says, apply these considerations to Jesus, the shepherd of our souls, and you will find that the ardent love and unceasing vigilance there described fill his heart toward mankind, but in a much more elevated and perfect degree. Has he not completely forgotten himself for us? Did he not become poor to make us rich? Did he not deliver himself up to death to give us life? And on the words, "I know mine and mine know me," we read from the same commentary what the author says, explaining these words of our Lord. "I know mine and mine know me." What does our Lord wish us to understand by these words? He means to say that he reads the heart. that among Christians and even religious, there are good sheep in appearance only and in the eyes of men, that there are others who are in reality good sheep, and known as such in the all-seeing eye that cannot be deceived. Ponder these truths, examine yourself upon them. Ask yourself if you are one of the faithful flock known to our Lord. The good shepherd seeks his master's company. Do you love to be with Jesus and to visit him often in the Blessed Sacrament? The sheep knows and follows the master's voice. Do you know and follow it likewise when he speaks through holy inspirations or through your superiors and your rules, of course, for religious? The good sheep is known by gentleness, simplicity, and openness. Are not you prone to envy, bitterness, and dissimulation? Answer these questions truly, and you will see what you ought to do. And in the third point, our Lord tells us, further on in the gospel, our Lord tells us, "And I lay down my life for my sheep." The commentary on this says, our Lord tells us that the hireling, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and flieth. That is, he is faithful only as long as neither trouble nor sacrifice is demanded of him, whilst the good shepherd, on the contrary, animam suam dat pro ovibus suis, giveth his life for the sheep. What a contrast between the conduct of the hireling and that of the good shepherd. The hireling thinks of nothing but of his own interest and of himself, whilst the other acts from motives of supernatural love. Our Lord uses the hireling as a type of the Pharisees who noised their good actions abroad, that they may be honored by men. He speaks of himself under the figure of the good shepherd, seeking only and in everything the glory of his heavenly Father. Examine yourself, your intentions, the motives of your speech and actions, and take some generous resolutions for the future. Humbly ask that you may be faithful to them. So, dear friends in Christ, let us with humility and docility follow in the footsteps of our Lord, even though that means that we must embrace the cross. Just as the flock follows the good shepherd, let us have faith in our Lord that he will assist us in our time of need. He knows what is best for us, even if it is disagreeable to us, and if we do not understand why God does what he does or allows what he allows. He is truly the good shepherd, not the cowardly and fickle shepherd who abandons his flock. Especially nowadays, we must gather beneath the banner of Christ and stand firmly by his side, for the wolves have entered in among the flock under the guise of innocent sheep, when in reality they are ravening wolves. May we never abandon Jesus, the good shepherd, who is our protector. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.